Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 1st, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Fi secures NBFC license from RBI. Neobank startup Fi has secured a non-banking finance company, NBFC, license from the Reserve Bank of India. National Bank of Iraq goes live with Temenos. The National Bank of Iraq has gone live with Temenos core banking and payments, aiming to develop new products faster and optimize the customer experience. Thailand, Australia to foster fintech. Fintech Australia has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Thai Fintech Association to partner and foster fintech capability between the two regions. Travelex launches FX affiliate referral program in Japan. UK-based foreign exchange brand Travelex has launched its FX affiliate referral program in partnership with multiple local banks in Japan. Finquare and FWF partner to automate financial operations. Romania-based fintech Finquare and FWF have joined forces to provide advanced solution for automating financial operations within European companies. Qwikly and Visa join forces. Qwikly and Visa have partnered to launch a cross-border remittance solution to India with real-time capabilities. FreshBooks launches FreshBooks payment solution. Cloud-based accounting software provider FreshBooks has launched the FreshBooks payment solution to support business owners. OneShield partners with One Inc. Insurance technology solutions OneShield has announced a partnership with digital payment solutions provider One Inc. TransUnion credit report available for customers. Global insights and information company TransUnion has announced that consumers can receive their free credit report following the launch of Credit Data Smart CDs. FinTech secures $7 million US Series A for LATAM expansion. FinTech, an alum of Y Combinator, has secured a $7 million US Series A funding round to strengthen its presence in Chile and Mexico. QuickCharge integrates Amazon's Just Walk Out technology. US-based dining and retail technology platform QuickCharge has implemented Amazon's Just Walk Out technology for frictionless dining at hospitals. X10 launches hybrid crypto exchange backed by $6 and 50 cents MLN funding. X10, a hybrid crypto exchange providing the centralized exchange experience DeFi lacks, has launched out of stealth with $6.5 million in funding. OnRamp Money integrates with KuCoin Exchange for cryptocurrency access. In a move aimed at expanding cryptocurrency access in emerging markets, OnRamp Money has announced its integration with KuCoin Exchange. Monese splits in two. Mobile banking startup Monese has confirmed the breakup of the business into separate consumer-facing and corporate concerns and the arrival of new funding. Q1 sees almost 500 fintech deals. There were nearly 500 fintech financing and M&A deals in the first quarter of 2024, with insurtech, crypto and blockchain proving hot areas, according to data from Royal Park Partners, RPP. BoFe warns payment firms to be ready for new operational resilience rules. Payment firms have been warned by the Bank of England that they need to step up their preparations for new operational resilience standards that will come in next year. Fiserv releases notifications tool for billers. Fiserv, Inc. NYSE, FI, a leading global provider of payments and financial technology, is equipping billers with integrated communication capabilities to enhance the customer experience and increase on-time payments while streamlining their own operations. American Express to open state-of-the-art campus in India. American Express will open its state-of-the-art campus in India, reaffirming the company's commitment to the country. Klarna adds $2 million climate transformation fund. Klarna, the AI-powered global payments network and shopping assistant, has announced a further $2 million worth of funding as part of its Climate Transformation Fund in collaboration with Milky Wire. Network International rolls out MasterCard installments across the UAE. MasterCard and Network International, the leading enabler of digital commerce across the Middle East and Africa, have collaborated to roll out MasterCard installments in the UAE. Cashflows updates developer portal to enhance merchant onboarding. Cashflows, the platform that makes it easy for businesses to accept payments, today launches the new Cashflows developer portal. Climate risk insurance outfit Arbol raises $60 million. Arbol, a leading climate risk solutions provider operating in over 15 countries, announced today that it has closed a $60 million Series B funding round, co-led by Giant Ventures and Opera Tech Ventures with participation from Mubadala Capital. Bound implements Integral's SaaS EFX workflow. Integral, a leading currency technology provider to the financial markets, announced today that Bound, a modern currency hedging and risk management company, has solutions to enhance its technology infrastructure. Bank of Ireland to equip call centers with single customer view and voice biometrics. Bank of Ireland is spending $34 million to overhaul its call center operations, providing operators with a single customer view and introducing voice biometrics for added security. Lunar raises €24.1 million. Denmark-based digital challenger bank Lunar has raised €24.1 million as it bolsters its capital position for a push across the Nordics. Close Brothers Motor Finance extends customer outreach with Zuto. Vehicle finance provider, Close Brothers Motor Finance, has joined Zuto's marketplace of trusted lenders, enhancing access to its products and digitizing the customer journey. Libro Credit Union selects nCino. nCino, Inc., NASDAQ, nCino, a pioneer in cloud banking for the global financial services industry, has announced that Libro Credit Union has selected nCino's cloud banking platform to empower its employees through data, achieve faster time to value and create a smoother experience for customers. Fils teams with TPS to drive sustainability and climate action in Pakistan's digital banking sector. Fils, the fast-growing, UAE-based enterprise-grade digital infrastructure provider enabling companies to embed sustainability and climate action into their business models, today expands its offerings to Pakistan with a strategic partnership with TPS, a leading digital banking and payment solution provider powering banks, digital banks, fintechs, payment processors, merchants, and telecoms around the world. Barclays extends partnership with British Gas to offer half-price home energy efficiency checks. Barclays has today announced it has extended its partnership with British Gas, which helps customers explore ways they could make their homes more energy efficient. Monument hits $2 billion in customer deposits. Monument, or the bank, proudly announces a significant milestone in its journey. It has reached $2 billion in customer deposits and interest-bearing assets, with $1 billion raised in just 4 months, from January to April 2024. Finastra seeks to redefine condo user experience with OpenFin. Finastra, a global provider of financial software applications and marketplaces, and OpenFin today announced a partnership to redefine the user experience of Finastra Condor, a leading bank treasury management system. New Norfolk FinTech Cluster could be worth $100 million by 2027. The Norfolk FinTech Report 2024 commissioned by Tech East and independently produced by Whitecap Consulting forecasts Norfolk's FinTech sector could be worth $100 million by 2027, with the number of FinTech firms doubling within the next 3 years and forecast to create more than 600 new roles in the region. GoDaddy launches GoDaddy Smart Terminal Flex. GoDaddy has announced the launch of its new GoDaddy Smart Terminal Flex, aimed at providing a line of smart POS terminals for small businesses. Borderless AI partners with Neom. Borderless AI has partnered with Neom, aiming to revolutionize cross-border payments in the employer of record, EOR, industry. Paystan acquires TeamPay. Global blockchain-enabled B2B payments provider Paystan has announced the acquisition of TeamPay for the development of the B2B payment landscape. WorldCoin, OpenAI to partner regardless of regulatory difficulties. WorldCoin, a company that verified identities using iris scanning, has been discussing a potential collaboration with OpenAI to deliver additional AI solutions. EBA Day 2024. What are the immersive trends in payments technology? Artificial intelligence, AI, and cloud computing are rapidly changing the way payments services providers, PSPs, operate. Marqeta expands Uber Eats partnership to new markets. Marqeta, Nasdaq. MQ. The global modern card issuing platform that enables embedded finance solutions for the world's innovators, today announced the expansion of its U.S. partnership with Uber Eats into 8 additional markets. Canada, Australia, Mexico, Brazil, Colombia, Peru, Chile and Costa Rica. Copa and Bottomline bid to simplify digital payment processes for businesses. Copa, the margin multiplier company, and Bottomline, a global leader in business payments, announced a strategic partnership to simplify digital payment processes for businesses. Nine Spokes offers SMEs consolidated view of accounts across multiple banks. Nine Spokes, a data platform that specializes in integrating and aggregating business and financial data, today announced the launch of its multi-bank feature, a significant advancement in financial transparency and access for small and medium-sized businesses, SMBs. EY and SAP fee owner ally. The EY organization has announced an alliance between SAP Fioner, a world-class software solution provider for financial services, and EYIFBSE to help facilitate software selection, business transformation, training and change management in the financial services industry. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.